Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode, episode 23. And this week, I want to have a few topics to talk about. So, for people that have never listened to this podcast, welcome. I appreciate you guys listening to it. I appreciate the support that I get from the few people that I have, I guess. I mean, there's not many people that's listening to this, which is not really a big deal because most people don't really listen to podcasts. It just starts out, and unless it gets popular or if I pay into the services, which is crazy to think that I actually get paid for doing a podcast on Anchor. I should probably do their ad since they're going to pay me more money for it. And it is pretty decent. The app is pretty set up. I'm currently now on 9 servers. So I have 9 servers that I'm on. It says I'm on Apple, but people said that they've been having issues with it. I don't really know how to work Apple because I have an Android, and I just put in the for Apple, I just logged into my old Apple account, and then I put in the URL for this, for Anchor, and Anchor adds it to it. So hopefully I can figure out more, because this is still a learning process and just overall trying to figure this out. I am not tech savvy at all. I'm pretty sure that I'm the least inclined to this, but I will try to make my best at the attempts of trying to entertain and reach others. So normally in my podcast, I talk about suicidal awareness in the beginning because it's pretty important to me, because there's a lot of guys that I know that I've served with, or other guys that have served with other men and women in the service, and they have gone through some mental issues and they have taken their life. And I feel that this is something that we should probably stress upon. I know it's hard to, as a guy, to open up about your emotional issues or just mental health in general. I think it is very important that we try to reach out to our friends and loved ones and let them know. It's been some good times and some hard times during this journey of trying to pretty much grow as a person, I guess you would say. Because, I mean, it's not really like a, like everybody goes through their bumps in the road. Everybody has their point where every decision that you make should be, in your mind, you think you want to make the best decision, but sometimes it doesn't turn out that way. So there's a lot of problems that may occur. And I just wish that, you know, we didn't have to go through those, but it's part of life. It builds character. I mean, we're always under character development. So if you could, anybody that's listening to this, just reach out to your friends, your loved ones, associates, people that you feel that's needing some help. Normally just like a little hello probably always works. Some people, I mean, it means the world to them if you do that. I know when I was going through my issues, I kind of wanted, but I didn't get it, was someone to reach out. Now, I didn't get it until later that someone, one of my friends, he kind of was telling me that I needed to stop fucking up. And, you know, there was a lot of other shit that was going on that personally, it was just personally hard for me to make the right decision, because I was not making the right decision, and I just went down that spiral of doing bad, like I wouldn't say bad shit, but it was just more like bad choices. So it is very important that we try to help each other. You never know. That person may become a billionaire and give you like $1 billion. Who knows? But, I mean, you shouldn't do that just for personal gain or personal gratification. I mean, yes, it is a gratification to help someone and see them succeed, but it should just be out of the kindness of your heart. So, I did record this episode earlier, and man, I did not fucking like it. Like, it wasn't a really good episode, honestly. Like, I had a whole bunch of points, and I had a whole bunch of views that I was going to share, but then I realized that there's certain things that I shouldn't say, and there's certain things that may seem, if you don't know me, that it seemed that it was very not well put. So I decided to scratch that and think about certain things that I want to talk about on this week's episode. So I wanted to really talk about the whole issue that's been going on with hypocrites, pretty much. Like, I had an issue pretty much with, I don't like people, especially people in a position of power or in a position of leadership, being very hypocritical on their part, like in a sense of do what I say, not what I do kind of mentality, because it's not a good example for others. So there was a couple articles that was shared, and it was talking about, like, the other issue I have is that if people come with the same energy on things, like, if you, so, like, this article was from, I want to say it's from CNN, because I think I edited it out when I screenshot it, because I thought it was funny. And it was talking about AOC being spotted in Miami while New York City reports the record-breaking COVID cases, which is, I mean, New York is going to do New York at the end of the day. So I don't live in New York, and I don't have a plan to live there. I know people that do or did, and I mean, they like it. So I guess that's who they are. That's where they're from. I mean, we like where we're from, you know. It's part of the character development. And it was pretty much stated in that article that, you know, she was dining with her boyfriend, and they were at a Miami restaurant without a mask and enjoying themselves having cocktails. That's the image that it has. It's her and her boyfriend enjoying cocktails, which her boyfriend looks like he's never picked up a fucking dumbbell in his life, which, whatever. That's her personal choice. She likes him. So I was going through that, and it was just, you know, it just kind of was one of those things where people, to me, that have a, like, they're in a position of power, and, like, I don't think they care, or they choose not to really care what others think. But I think in that situation, with her being a representative, she's representing her district. And it's one of those where she obviously agreed with the mandates, and her views align with the vaccines and the mask mandates and the vaccine passports and the vaccine pass and showing your vaccine card, which is a very dangerous line to tread on, especially if you're in a political status. It's a very touchy subject for most people. But what I thought was crazy is that, well, both sides do it, but I thought it was crazy that she was doing this, and then last year around this time, Ted Cruz went to Cancun, and everybody lost their shit. So the whole mainstream media blew this up, and they made this huge deal about Ted Cruz and him and his family going there on their shutdown because they're allowed to vacation. They get paid well to pretty much make decisions that most of us would agree or wouldn't agree with. So there was that this kind of was one of those where I'd seen earlier that I was just like, wow, very hypocritical. Like, I'm not gonna tell her how to live her life because you can't tell others how to live their life, especially it's kind of one of those don't throw stones in a glass house. But like I said, it's not a good look, especially when I think, I'm not sure, I'll have to Google it, but I think she's up for re-election this midterm, and I'm pretty positive she's going to win because she's in a district that votes Democrat regardless. So it doesn't matter about that, but it's still not a good look because people, I think during this past election, a lot of people in America are starting to wake up to, if you want to call it that, I really hate saying America wake up thing. I think a lot of people are waking up to that politicians are not superheroes in a sense. Like, not comparing them, well, yes, I am actually. I'm comparing them to like superheroes because people live or die by this stupidity of that, like, they're the saviors, that, like, they're not human. And I think we should kind of start looking at choosing to vote for people that represents us more than people that are going to be hypocrites. And it's not only her, because another guy that did that was Eric Swalwell, or Swalwell, excuse me. And he was at a posh, that's what they said on the Daily Mail. I'm pretty sure he was just at some hotel restaurant or whatever. You can vacation, nobody cares. He was at a posh Miami hotel in a mandate-free Florida. Well, his issue was more in the lines of what he said, which this is the second time that he have said something that is like obscene. And it was the that the Republican liars pretty much, when your vacation's canceled and your kids are back to virtual learning and back to mask everywhere, blame those guys. And that's what he said in a tweet, which was he tweeted out he tweet he said on national television that he would nuke fucking Americans if you think you can go up against the government, which one, you should resign after saying that because you threaten to nuke your American people, like your neighbors, the cleaning lady to your house, the lady that watches your kid, the neighbor, the bus driver. Like, he planned on nuking, like, well, not plan. I can't say that because I don't want to entice somebody that does listen to this podcast that being, I guess, an instigator. It's not my goal. I just think it's very hypocritical of someone that's wanting to force mandates and control how people live and having people to do all this. And then you're in a state that doesn't do that and allows freedom. Like, it's kind of like one of those, like, I hate you, but I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want when I want, and then fuck you in the long run because I don't care about you. Like, I say I do, but I don't. And this guy's been on his own scandals. There's not any more further that I can go about that guy that I'm just like, that I'm like, man, he is corrupt to the core. And people keep voting for him. I mean, he is in California, so it only makes sense. So, there's that guy, and then there's also Crenshaw is some obscene shit that I have on here that I was going to share, but I mean, you can Google everything Crenshaw says. He supports red flag laws. He wants a national registry for the vaccine, and he wants FEMA camps to be set up where they do testing, which is kind of close to the lines of like what Australia is doing. And it's just, you know, it's just one of those where it's just like, what's your decisions overall? Like that he's making that seems to be very not American. And especially for a person that joined the military to serve his country and fight for freedom. And it's just, to me, it's just, he's playing you guys. Like, he's playing every Republican that voted for him. He's playing this district. He's, same thing. They hate you. And, like, those guys are just, like, those are just three examples of people that are very hypocritical to me that I think right now have the limelight of looking, like, they get attention from both sides. Like, AOC gets attention from her conservatives. She made some stupid tweet. I don't even know the exact words to the tweet, but it was just one of those where I was just like, dope. No. I mean, she just, they know what they do. And like, it's like, it's WWE. Like I said before, it's WWE. Like, they come out, they do their talk, then they act like they're going to battlegrounds. Like, when the conservatives all joined together and they were doing that little fucking mass protest and they were walking together and stuff, I was like, dude, this is all for fucking show. They don't fucking care. Like, they're there in their positions to believe whatever the fuck they want. Like, you got that one crazy lady from Georgia. Like, I don't even know how she's in office, but whatever. And overall, like, in that political scheme, and just looking at these fucking idiots, and you're just like, Jesus Christ. Like, but they are catered to the majority that voted for him, which it is what it is at this point, because these guys are just like, the just things that they say and they do, they shouldn't be in office, but they are. And that's the problem. And that's the, like, that's the problem with the overall picture. Like, people are allowing them to get their way, and they're just turning the blind eye to them being hypocritical to them on everything. Like, the hypocrisy of them just saying, do what I say, and then I'm going to go out and do something else, like, completely different. Like, I'll go to Florida, go to Miami, and have a great time. Me and my family will be well off, while you, who's struggling, like, the whole 15 an hour, like, congratulations, you got 15 an hour, but inflation hits. So you're only making, like, $7.25, what it feels like. So you spent 10 years wasting your time voting for these stupid fucks. And, I mean, it goes, like, COVID showed the true colors. Like, that was great about COVID. COVID showed the true colors of the politicians. Like, it showed that they're for themselves and that they're corrupt. And they're going to do whatever they can to make money, and they don't care about you. And people still haven't seen that, so they keep voting for these people. I know, like, people bringing up on the right side about the whole tarring and feathering. And you have to think at that point, like, what are you doing to make the situation better? Like, yes, a politician should worry about his job because he can lose his job, but doing it in an extreme way, not so much, because that, we see what happened with, since today is January 6th, a year later after January 6th, we've seen it with that. Like, the only thing that happened was they put up fences, called in the National Guard, and started investigating everybody that was there. And then they pretty much labeled them as extremists and possibly going to fucking throw the book at some of them. So, we didn't accomplish anything. And I'm not, there's a time and place to react with violence. And then there is a time and place to actually do a diplomatic approach to everything. Like, you shouldn't, want to try to overthrow your government. I know that's going to piss people off that I know that have that mentality, but this is my opinion. You shouldn't really want to overthrow the government in a sense, like where you cause create anarchy, because anarchy doesn't lead to anything. The only thing it really leads to is more problems. And right now, majority of our problems is Russia and China. And we shouldn't be spending our time trying to fight each other. But we have created a two-party system that is well divided, and the issues are pretty identity issues. Identity politics is a terrible thing that we should have got into. We should have never got into it, but it's hard not to, with each background taking a certain stance on certain things. And it always has been that way since I could remember. It's just leading to more issues, which leads to people being in charge, being hypocritical of what they got voted for. So getting voted into office should be something that's, yes, it is an elite status, but it shouldn't just be given. Like, I think people just give people titles and then they spend the rest of the time doing just knee-jerk mentalities to certain things. Like the, so this was a meme that was posted on the internet. I don't know how true it is, but if I could see someone saying it, because we are in a weird time where people have been doing crazy shit, like people that were wearing a mask and going out to the beach. It makes no sense. But this lady said that there was hundreds stranded on I-95 for hours due to Governor Youngkin's care? Question mark. Of course not. Proof Virginia voted for the wrong person for GOV. And this guy replying is like, Youngkin's not even governor yet. I think he gets sworn in at the end of the month. And her reply was, thanks goodness, Governor Northam has put together a team to clear the highway, yada, yada, yada. And I'm pretty sure that this has to do with some kind of like, if it is true. I didn't really look into it because I thought it was funny. And I just left it as that, because not everything on the internet is true. And not everything on the internet is going to be like, it's the internet. Like, the internet's undefeated in fucking with people. So, like I said, I just left it as a meme. But I thought it was pretty funny because both sides do this hypocritical fucking mentality where they defend their guy or their gal, and then they roast the other one even though they're doing the same thing. It's just a different color, a different shade. And, like, I thought that meme was perfect for what the situation is, because it was exactly like how the vaccine went. Like, Trump rushed the vaccine, wanted the vaccine. The Democrats were like, there's videos of it that were saying that, you know, they wasn't going to take Trump's vaccine. This is terrible. And they would never do that. And it led to Trump gets out of office, and then Democrats are like, you should probably take the vaccine. And then they started forcing everybody to try to take the vaccine. They wanted everybody vaccinated, mandated. And it's just crazy how they flip-flop. And you figure that one, and like, and it's in a short time. Like, it's a short time of, like, the people's views and how short attention span that people have towards, like, what's going on. Like, overall, like, it's, like, it's just mind-boggling, honestly. Like, you know, how we went from December, Trump was trying to roll out the vaccine, and then January, Biden was when he gets put into office after his inauguration, which nobody was there, but he got put into his inauguration, and it just all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, we're going to fight COVID now, like we're going to win with the vaccines, let's push harder on it. And now we're in a situation where we have fucking transformer vaccine going on, and now we are not vaccine, transformer variant, and then we have, like, they can't even, there was an article that I just, because I talked about it last week, like the CDC wanted to try to find a better test than the PCR because they wanted a test that's more accurate that can tell the difference between a cold, a flu, and corona, and they couldn't. Because you can't defraise the difference. So there was an article that was shared that stated that was from, I actually have it. It was like, it said with the transformer variant, which is the Omicron, it may be harder to tell if you have COVID, a cold, or a flu. This is from the Seattle Times. And that was actually put out December 23rd. That was when it was updated. So they put that out there. Like, it's just crazy to think that they don't have a right test to figure out what's the difference between them. And they're like, well, there's a spike of cases. Well, there's always going to be spikes of cases during the wintertime. Coronavirus is not leaving us. It never will. And now they have this new variant where it's the flu Rona, where it's a flu and the coronavirus because they being old, I guess. Which probably is just a flu. And so they're doing that. And it just like I was talking about in the last one, it's crazy to think how they want to try to fight the coronavirus, but yet they want to do the same thing that they did during the Trump administration that didn't work. They want to ruin the economy even more. But as long as you get the booster, you can go have your Krispy Kreme donut because they'll give it to you for free. And then that was shared in another article too, which was, it was shared in August. So August 25th, it said that Krispy Kreme is doubling down free donut promotion if you get your vaccine. So that's when they were posting for the vaccine. And then it stated 3 days ago that the CNN's Twitter account said that people who are overweight or obese are much higher risk of much more severe diseases and even death from coronavirus. One new study suggests that weight loss can reduce the risk. No fucking shit. It's just so funny is that like they closed down gyms. They closed down gyms, they closed down restaurants, you couldn't eat at a restaurant, you couldn't eat healthy, but they can go eat at a restaurant, they can have their own private parties, they can go do this, but you can't, because it's for the people's health, but even though they can. So it's really shown that, like, it's kind of like that, like the, excuse me, it's kind of like the stories about what happened to Rome. Like when Rome fell, like all the senators were doing whatever they want. And then like people were like, what the fuck? And I'm pretty sure there's other reasons why Rome fell. They have countless reasons of what they were doing that they, it was just one of those like, what the fuck, dude? But I said, this was the last episode. And the people that know me, I've also stated to them, they don't talk about drinking water. They don't talk about eating healthy. They don't talk about getting sunlight. They don't talk about working out. But they offer you a free donut if you get the booster. So they don't work on any natural immunities. They just work on you getting a fucking donut. Or if you were in New York City, you got a cheeseburger and fries. Which, that was worth it. Like, totally. Let's get a cheeseburger and fries. What is it in, like, New York City? Like, $20 for a fucking McDonald's cheeseburger, probably? It's just fucking hypocritical on their fucking cause. They're going back. Like, they're trying to go back. Like, they're pedaling back because they don't have the answers to how to deal with coronavirus. And I don't think anybody does. Like, I mean, the WHO and CDC, I'm pretty sure what they did, it meant well if it wasn't powering to big pharma, but there's other methods to look into to stop coronavirus. Well, not, you can't stop a virus. I mean, you can prevent it, you can slow it down, you can also fight it, but to completely fight, like wipe it out, is just kind of hard to do. We still have polio cases. The Bill Gates Foundation, or not the Bill Gates, is it his foundation? Whatever his health foundation is, they were doing the mouth drop vaccines for, I think, COVID. I mean, not, excuse me, not COVID, polio. And there was cases that it actually caused more harm and gave the people that they were doing testing on COVID. Or, God damn it, I'm stuck on COVID. Polio. So we didn't really eradicate that if we still have cases of that. I mean, in first world, yes, there's not many cases of that because we're in the first world. And we have better medicine, better, like, better life overall. And they, like, the, like, I'm pretty sure the intentions were meant well, but they trusted in a company that was all about making money. That's all Big Pharma is. They're, I believe they still are outside of AARP in America. They're one of the top two, if not the top one, interest groups that controls what's going on in politics. So they definitely lobby. Pfizer, there was a couple guys that left the CDC and went on the Pfizer's board. There was a huge push for the Pfizer vaccine, which there was another article that you can find online that talked about it. It was saying that the Pfizer's six-month data of COVID shot may cause more illness than prevent. They show some pretty decent, they show some pretty good statistics. It's from the News and Analysts website. At the bottom of it, of their the entire article, they also have a video that you can watch of the them explaining the breakdown statistically and of how the Pfizer vaccine is actually more toxic. They made a PDF file too, and it's they formed. There was like 500 scientists from Canada that formed a Canadian COVID Care Alliance, and the representatives includes PhDs, immunogenetics and immunology, molecular virology, viral immunology, pharmacology, biomedical research, biochemistry, bioanalytics. I mean, there's like countless, like practicing family doctors, MDs, and more. So like they have countless people on this board that's trying to find the right answers for this COVID case. That, well, not only the COVID case, but the vaccines. That's what they're trying to like prove, that these vaccines were rushed. I mean, I think the last vaccine that was rushed was the Lyme disease vaccine that they're still working on. And I mean, it's just, I don't think we should rush into it. I think we should review this a little bit more, especially like when the cases of recovery is higher than death, which there is a lot of deaths, but they're just only using deaths as a fear-mongering point, because if you put fear that people are going to die, and then it scares people. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people that believes what the media says, which is fucking hilarious. Because they've been lying the entire time. There's countless fucking articles. There's countless posts that they have posted. There's enough stuff that shows that the media lies every day, all the time. We've seen it for 4 years. Like, if you're any normal American, you have seen it. If you don't choose a party and you sit in the middle, you can watch it. It's pretty great. It's sad, but great. But like I was saying, like, it shows, like, during COVID, it showed that our leaders are very hypocritical and very for themselves, which at the end of the day, that's not what they're voted in for. They're supposed to represent us, and they don't do a good job. I mean, there is some that do, and I'm glad that there is a few, but there's not many. Like I said, we're only like 6 days into this new year, and 2022 is just full of stuff already. We had the vice president today, or I believe it was today, that came out and said that January 6th was similar to Pearl Harbor or 9/11, which, no. How can I say this? January 6th wasn't really what you call an insurrection. It was a riot. I wouldn't say an insurrection at that. It was a protest that led to a riot, which all of them seemed to lead to riots. And everybody keeps bringing up that point about the riots that happened this past summer. Or, excuse me, not this past summer. In 2020 summer. We're 2 years in. Holy shit, we're almost 2 years. With the George Floyd situation. And the January 6th riots really was kind of odd anyways, and it had its own question marks about it, mainly because comparing it to Pearl Harbor, that was actually an attack that got us into the war to stop fascism and to stop the Nazis. Which, yes, same thing, but, you know, we had to stop Japan, and we had to stop the Nazis. That was the whole point. 9/11, you know, as a kid, experiencing 9/11, and never thought that through, I was a freshman in high school, when the first tower fell. I was in English class. I remember that. I never thought we would be attacked. I never thought that we would have a war of a generational war. So that was, I wouldn't compare those to something that is minute to them. Like, lives were lost. Yes, there was officers that were lost in that situation, and that one woman, Ashley Babbitt. And but it wasn't as many lives. If anybody's been following the past few days, there has been a actual insurrection that's been going on in Kakistan. I believe it's Kakistan. Don't quote me. And it is pretty interesting that it went from overpriced gas prices to riots to protesters having shootouts with the governments, the government resigning, foreign aids being put into it from Russia, Belarus, and Tajikistan, and then that other K place, Kyrgyzstan, I want to say. Kyrgyzstan? Or don't quote me. There's so many damn stands out there. None of them are my stands. I wish. But they're literally overthrowing their government right now. And the Russians sent in that Wagner group. So I talked to a couple friends about that, and I posted a picture of the peacemaker, the John Cena one from the Suicide Squad. And I just said that he's cheering on peace for the community, because they send in a fucking mercenary group to fucking pretty much to stop the whatever the fuck is going on. But it's crazy how they like overtaken the TV station, overtaken police stations, Capitol buildings, airports, through knocked down statues, having gunfights with their own government, telling like attacking their own police, and just completely going into a complete insurrection. And then you have January 6th, which is comical to me because that's not an insurrection. Like, anybody has a clue about that? Like, it's weird how Americans, we go to this knee-jerk mentality of, oh, woe is me, like, look at this situation, how are we going to handle this situation, this is so fucked up, and then, like, the opposite party has a similar situation, if not the same, and the side switch, it's like, the Republicans go into, like, with the George Floyd riots. That's all they brought up was the riots, the riots, the riots. And then the liberals now have an entire year built off of this insurrection that literally only lasted maybe about 5 hours, if that. And they were already having all the politicians out of office from a bomb threat that was called in that morning. So they compared that to Pearl Harbor in World War II, where actually men and women died, and like actual no shit Americans died, living their life, doing their thing. Then Pearl Harbor happened, ships got sank, we got an attack, and we got fucking their PP slapped. 9/11 happened, same thing. They attack, our PP got slapped. And it was like, holy shit. They can attack America because we lived in that whole, like, nobody can ever attack us. Like, we're so good. And then this happened. And then now you're talking about an insurrection where you had a bunch of boomers with cell phones. And all they did was take pictures and put their feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. And now they're going to prison. So it is what it is on that. And then you, not only that, like, the government was so like, we're trying to unite together and we're trying to be one again because Trump didn't unite us. So let's just put a fucking 10 feet tall fences around the building and call National Guard and also stop people from fucking coming anywhere near the Capitol buildings while the inauguration's going on. And they were going to keep it up there for like 6 to 7 months because politicians are scared for their life. Like, the... it's just fucking comical, honestly. Like, the crazy part is about all that, like, there was only, like, there was no guns inside of there besides the police officers, and there is videos of the police officers letting people in, which they know what they were doing. I don't believe that those people that were guarding the Capitol building had the right intentions. It was the same thing with that one cop during the George Floyd riots where he was throwing bricks through the Advance Auto Parts. Which, one, why would you fuck with Advance Auto Parts, man? I've never met a person that went to Advance Auto Parts and ever had a problem. Those people are so nice and they do their job well. And that dude gets caught on videotape. And they're like, yeah, they identify him supposedly as that he was a St. Paul's police officer, which even if he was, like, if you look into Minnesota, like the Minneapolis Police Department, the Minneapolis St. Paul Police Department, there's been since 2015 a bunch of cases of people getting murdered for no fucking reason, and nobody's really asking why. The George Floyd's case was pretty significant in its own. Everybody in America was on the same page. We all agreed that that was murder. Either, like, he was either going to get murder charges or he was going to get manslaughter. Not to teeter off into that, because that's already been done with. And I don't think it's really important to stress it as much as that it's already been stressed. Like I said, the same thing goes with January 6th. The riots were whatever the riots were. There was nothing special about it. Personally, I don't think it was. It wasn't a threat to our democracy, even though we're a republic, but everybody keeps calling it a democracy, even though first, like, line is we the people. So, I don't know. I think it's fucking hilarious about that part, like that they're forcing a democracy, or attempting to, which they're failing at because it's, they're not very good at leading people. they're good at telling people what they do. Like this front office that we have, like, not to like go on the whole like fuck Joe Biden thing or let's go Brandon, which it's even funny to watch liberals get pissed off about let's go Brandon when they spent 4 years screaming fuck Trump and wanting to kill the president. You can't say you didn't because you can pull it up. It's all on Twitter. Like Twitter's not real, but these people believe it is. And it's just, his administration is completely hypocritical. They're very terrible at telling people how to feel. They're very terrible at handling the situation. If anybody tells them that, no, we're not going to do this, they automatically go straight into fucking tyranny. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, look at the vaccine mandates. They were telling everybody, they're like, you're going to do it, or we're not going to aid your business, or we're not going to help you, or you're going to lose your job, your family's going to lose this. And they, like with the Afghanistan situation, they were gone for like 3 weeks. Like Joe Biden went on vacation. Lloyd Card went on vacation. Or not Lloyd Card. Blaine Austin went on vacation. Millie went on vacation around this time. Well, those two didn't because they had to sit there and listen to it. But eventually they went on vacation. Jim Paskey, she went on vacation after it because she said she had to deal with some mental health. Because she couldn't handle it. And like, and she doesn't even answer questions anyways. I'll circle back was like her quote line for like fucking 7 months. She's very, very not an appealing person. excuse me. But they're just, their whole administration is hypocritical. But I also understand that like being hypocritical, if we wasn't hypocritical, we wouldn't have lasted as long as we did as a human race. But I think that what people want and what people need is someone that's going to actually give them the guidance that they need. Because right now, there's no answers. Like, anytime there's any problems, Biden goes on vacation. So, that's about it. I said that I wanted to keep this podcast pretty short. And I said roughly about 40 to 45 minutes. Excuse me. I'm sorry for coughing, but I have an itch. It's for more cowbell. So right around this time right now, I'm going to pretty much tell everybody thank you for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate you guys that listen to it. I appreciate everybody that has helped me get back to doing this. Also, I just want to say thank you to a family member of mine that passed. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be a very good man that I am. He helped me out through a lot of hard times. He was definitely a huge role model, and it's unfortunate and it sucks. And I don't really have much words to say for how much I appreciate what he did for me as a kid and growing up and becoming a man. So not trying to end on a sad note because that's pretty bad. But other than that, the Browns fucking suck. I hate you all. Like, literally hate him. Fuck him. Like, Baker's a terrible quarterback. We can't even make it into the playoffs. It's the typical Brown shit. The only Super Bowl they're going to is when I take a shit. And that's about it. I hope everybody has a good weekend. Remember, don't drink and drive. Also, I don't know what else to say other than thank you guys. And hopefully next week we'll have another episode.